Welcome to Life, Passion and Business, and this is one of my podcast shorts. My name is Paul Harvey, and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Hello and welcome to a shortcast. These are little bits of thinking that I do and put out into the world to explore something very quick. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about gratitude, and it was something that I picked up over the Christmas and festive period to exploring this idea of daily gratitude, and it was an amazing experience. Please have a look at that shortcast. Have a listen to that shortcast, should I say, because it's a great little program, and there's a lovely little process in there that you might look to use. But one of the things I hinted at that program was this idea that there is a flip side to gratitude. Well, it's actually not a flip side. It's more of, we are grateful for the good things that happen in our life. And that's so easy to be happy for those good things. Because why shouldn't you be happy? They give you good feelings. They make you feel good. But the flip side of that is being happy for the things that don't make you feel so good. So I was on a coaching session a couple of weeks ago because I am part of a daily coaching group, and an amazing guy called Simon Tyler was on that group for a week giving his wisdom about simplicity. Worth looking up Simon Tyler. In fact, I might even put a link in the podcast somewhere to the man. I think he has a podcast as well. Hey, you never know. Anyway, he was in this conversation about gratitude and also thinking about the idea of hang on a minute. Life can't be a perpetual sequence of good stuff. There has to be the shitty bits. There has to be the bits that you don't want to do or don't enjoy, or the bits that you'd rather not happen. But here's the thing, while you would rather they didn't happen, what they do is they give life its meaning. What they do is they make you get up and do something different. What they do is they make you grow. So, in my life at the moment, we're having some family issues. My wife is unable to work at the moment. So that is making me grow. It's making me push my limits and say, okay, I need to be bigger and better than I am at the moment or than I was. If you lose a job, it is a bitch to lose a job. It is not a nice place to be or to feel. But the same token, it doesn't last forever. You get another job, and then often the job that you get could be better than the last one. It might not be, and you might have to find another job. But the journey is the thing. I've been saying this a while. This is a quest from the cradle to the grave. And how we live that quest is up to us to explore and express and be the thing that we are in the world. And without these difficulties, without this opposition, there would be nothing to push against. There would be no reason for us to grow and improve. The story of Star Wars would be very, very boring if Luke didn't have the problems that he did, if Luke didn't have to push against these things and end up fighting his father. All those things only happen, and they keep the story interesting. So here's the thing, people. This is what I'm saying to you in a way, is yes, the gritty bits, and this was the conversation that Simon and I had, what is the word that you would use for dodgy gratitude or the gratitude of the sad bits? And the word that we came up with was gratitude, because you need to be happy, or not necessarily happy, but you need to appreciate the gritty bits, because those are the bits that make you grow, develop, and change. So that's my bit for today. That is the shortcast that is now done. It is about gratitude. So be thankful for the gritty bits in your life, because when they show up, it is an opportunity for you to be better than you are. I think that's enough for one day. Anyway, look, if you like this podcast, please do push the like and subscribe button. If you like it even better, do say so somewhere and give me a lovely review on iTunes, because they are always appreciated. And if you want to explore more about what we do, go and have a look at the podcast website, which is lifepassionandbusiness.com. And there's some wonderful stuff on there and some details about how I do coaching and all sorts of bits and pieces for people. Anyway, that's it for today. Thank you so much for your time and attention. And I will catch you later. All the best.